It is Saturday, April 27, 2024, at 9:18 p.m. Well, I thought this would be a good a time as any to talk about the current state of the UFL, the United Football League, which is, of course, in its first season, even though you could say there was a UFL about almost 15 years ago, I guess, started by Mark Cuban and some other people, but this is the new UFL, which is a combination, it's an amalgam of the XFL and the USFL. And I just wanted to go over the standings right now. You have four teams in the USFL division and four teams in the XFL division. We are currently in week five of the season. It looks like the Birmingham Stallions are indeed going to go 5-0. They were throttling the Houston Roughnecks. I believe the score was something like 31-9 or something like that. So they're going to go 5-0. In the USFL division. I think the next closest team might be the Michigan Panthers, and they're like 3-2 or so, or 3-1. They play tomorrow, as well as I think the Memphis Showboats are 2-2, and I don't remember what the other team is. On the XFL side of things, my second favorite team in the league, I could say the St. Louis Battlehawks. The St. Louis Battlehawks are currently 3-1. They are playing tomorrow, I believe, against the DC Defenders, a team I don't care for at all. They call them the Swamp Monsters. And I believe the San Antonio Brahmas, they just won. They just defeated the Arlington Renegades, the previous XFL champions in the old XFL here last year. And so it's weird. The Arlington Renegades are 0-5 now. And the San Antonio Brahmas are 4-1. I like the Brahmas a lot. I like San Antonio. I know they've had a lot of football teams. I like the uniforms, the black and yellow. Kind of looks like the Pittsburgh Steelers. But so basically right now in the USFL division, once again, the Birmingham Stallions are going to be 5-0. And in the XFL division, it looks like the Brahmas are 4-1. And the Battlehawks are 3-1. So it's like St. Louis and San. So all my favorite teams right now are pretty much sitting atop the league. The Arlington Renegades are 0-5, and I believe that the Houston Roughnecks are 1-4. Their only win coming against the Arlington Renegades. So right now only one of the three teams in the state of Texas is actually any good, and that would be the San Antonio Brahmas. So, pretty good season. I know some folks have been saying Luis Perez, the quarterback for the Arlington Renegades, he's the next Patrick Mahomes, and it's not looking that way. I remember him going all the way back to the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, which played in 2019, and he played for the Birmingham Iron in that league. Then he went on to play for the New Jersey Generals in the first reincarnation of the USFL a couple years ago, and then I think the next year after that was when he went to the XFL and played for the Arlington Renegades. And right now he is still on the Renegades as quarterback, but I'm not convinced that he is indeed the next Pat Mahomes. I don't think so, but anyway, it's looking pretty good. Birmingham is the team to beat. I'm really surprised that Skip Holtz, the head coach slash offensive coordinator, has not been picked up by an NFL team or some kind of major college. Can make a lot more money there. But you know what? Maybe he's happy being where he is. In case you're wondering, Skip Holtz is the son of Lou Holtz, legendary coach from Notre Dame who can't get Ohio State out of his mind. And Skip's a cool guy. I like the way he talks in his interviews. Seems like he's a very knowledgeable guy. But no, he's his Birmingham Stallions have won back-to-back championships in the USFL, and looks like they're going to win the UFL championship again. Right now they got to be the odds-on favorite, because offensively they're getting at least a field goal every time they touch the ball. It seems like they're getting down the field and getting points on the board. So they've been winning every game by an average of 10 points. So right now nobody can touch them. But anyway, we're almost halfway through the season here in week five. This is a 10-week season. And then you're going to get 2 weeks of playoffs. You're going to get basically the USFL Division Championship and the XFL Division Championship. And then after that, you'll have the, whatever they call it, the big game at the end. It's probably just going to be called the UFL championship. And that's it. And then after that, we're going to have to wait it out until college football begins. I don't know exactly how late this is supposed to go. I haven't done the math on that. I'm guessing maybe July. Maybe early to mid-July is when this whole thing's going to wrap up. So then we'll have another few weeks before we get preseason football in the NFL, which, of course, nobody watches. And then after that, college football in September. So anyway, it's been a fun season so far. If you don't want to watch it because it's semi-pro football, it's not legit, well, you're missing out. But, hey, to each his own. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.